kids come down the front.
How are you?
Good.
Good? Everybody doing good? I feel outnumbered this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. I am. That is true. Okay, listen up. Today is a special day for churches. It has a special name.
Palm Sunday.
Wow, it's Palm Sunday. Why do we call it Palm Sundays? I don't see too many palms in here. What? Yes?
Because when Jesus was walking through on the donkey, people were waving palm leaves at him.
How do you walk on a donkey?
Okay, very good. Georgia did a good job. Listen up. On Palm Sunday, it's the reminder of when Jesus entered to Jerusalem. It was actually, next Sunday is what?
Easter.
This is the last week of Jesus' life. And it's called Palm Sunday because when he came into Jerusalem, they put palms down. They also put their coats on the ground. And Jesus came on a, what was it?
Donkey.
Why did he come on a donkey instead of a horse?
Because they didn't have horses back then.
Huh?
Because they didn't have horses back then.
No, they had horses back then. That's a good try. But why a donkey? This is a hard... A donkey was... All right, Caleb?
He couldn't find it.
Huh?
He couldn't find it at this one man's shop. A horse.
I want you to listen to me because I wouldn't have known this except I looked it up. The reason Jesus came on a donkey instead of a horse, sit down here, hon, there we go, is because a horse was a symbol of power and war, and a donkey was a symbol of peace. And Jesus was a different kind of king, and he was coming into Jerusalem, not as a conqueror, not as a warrior. He was coming in as the Prince of Peace, one who had a different kind of ministry or life. And so Palm Sunday is an incredibly important holiday because beginning today until Easter, different things happened in the last week of Jesus' life. Now, I've got a special little gift for you to take home, and I may need those. This is a special egg. Don't open it yet, okay? Everybody can have one. There's something in there. It's not a prize. Don't get too excited, okay? Yeah, I'm going to need those. Everybody.
It's paper.
I'm going to tell you what about it. You can open it up later on. Everybody get one.
It's paper.
I can look through the hole.
Yeah, there's a hole in it. Everybody have one? Now listen, don't lose it. Listen, when you open this up, you have to, it takes a little work. Oh, I'm sorry, Emily. Here you go. When you open it up, there's a little piece of paper. We'll go ahead and show you. And it's kind of cool because it's going to tell you the Holy Week of Jesus. For instance, tomorrow, it's called Holy Monday. Jesus freed the sacrificial animals and cleansed the temple. Then there's a Holy Tuesday. So here's what I want to challenge you to do. Before you go to school each day, look at this and see what Jesus' day was going to be like. And it's going to give you a list of what all he did going up to the day that he was crucified. And then on Easter, he was resurrected from the dead. So today is Palm Sunday, and I guess you might call this a Palm Sunday egg because he's riding on a donkey. But don't forget what this week is about. This week is about the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's not just a holiday. It's a very important time. Okay? Well, let's pray and then you can get a piece of candy. Father, I thank for these kids. Help them to understand the importance of this week and help them to think about what you went through for them. I ask this in Jesus' name.